Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor with Stone Payton, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. And Stone, this is a very important one. This is a Sandy Springs Perimeter Chamber special episode.
I have been so looking forward to this, and I'm really excited about the collaboration, the joint production between the Sandy Springs Perimeter Chamber, the Sandy Springs Innovation Center, and Business Radio X. I think it's important work, and I think we're going to continue to learn a lot and genuinely serve. So I'm looking forward to today's conversation, but I'm particularly excited about the ongoing series. And let's just say, may you live in interesting times. I think we've been blessed in that regard.
Right. Today we have with us Michael Robertson, and he is with the Sandy Springs Innovation Center, and Tom Mahaffey is the president and CEO of the Sandy Springs Perimeter Chamber. Welcome, gentlemen.
Great to be here.
Thank you.
So we're going to start with Michael because we know him better.
So well, he's Michael, our landlord, and so we do not want
to make sure we're nice to him.
That's right.
So, Michael, tell us about what's going on at the Sandy Springs Innovation Center and how you've kind of brought us together with the Sandy Springs Perimeter Chamber.
Well, we do co-working, and it's not exactly the best time to be doing co-working. Mm-hmm. So what we've been trying to do is figure out how businesses can survive this pandemic. I think, and you guys have been great about helping us to figure out what we can do to help. I think where we're trying to go, and with Tom's help, I think this is very doable, is look at what's going on out there, what's working for people, and share some best practices. All businesses, large and small, are challenged by this pandemic. So let's figure out what's working.
And you were kind enough to introduce us to Tom with the Sandy Springs Perimeter Chamber. Tom, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, talk about the challenges the chamber has, because part of the chamber's mission is to connect the members with each other and create the sense of community. And in a time when we're being told to, you know, be in lockdown, and in some states, the whole state is in lockdown. How are you doing that? How are you trying to, you know, fulfill that mission?
Yeah, so we're treading on new territory. As you know, we do a lot of events to connect people, to network, and of course, we're not able to do that now. So how we're going to be able to do that is through mediums like this, stay in touch, communicate with our members. You know, we want to do it, but we don't overdo it either. So we're going to have some webinars. We're going to have some programs that will be online that we will invite our members to participate in. So we're going to try to stay in touch with everyone.
Now, what are you hearing from the members? What's kind of their feeling about how they're going to get through this?
They are in question. They are having some difficult times. Some of them have actually had to close their shops and notified us that they're not doing business and they don't anticipate coming back.
In this short period of time
that we've had some members. The other thing is our restaurants. The city is mandating that the restaurants no longer do dine-in dining. It'll be takeout only. And a lot of the restaurants, it's just they can't afford it. And so they're having to regroup. So I just hope everybody survives this. I know we'll come through it. I know there's an end, but when? So.
Right. It's trying times, but in every downturn of the economy, some companies take that as an opportunity and thrive. And some people, you know, kind of have to hide, but everybody's different. Everybody's going to deal with this in their own way. Are there things the chamber's can do in terms of making the members aware of some resources? Like I know recently we had the SBA director, Terry Dennison, on. She talked about disaster loans. Is that something that you're kind of playing a part in making your members aware of things like them?
We will provide links and information on how to get to the website. We're not going to have educational seminars because that's something the SBA does.
Right.
but we will direct him to those sites through the Georgia Chamber or through other means. The other one that we're also very active in is SCORE, which is mentoring small businesses. We can still do that through programs, online programs, and then also online mentoring. Mm-hmm. So
that's still open for business.
That's still open for business, yes.
And then so you think that during this time, the chamber is going to be focusing on being that vehicle for communication?
We will.
To kind of let people know these are things available. This is there are some tools for you. Here are some resources for you. And then you'll try to be still kind of fulfill that role of connecting people with the information or the resources they need.
That's correct. We will still connect members to members, members to our community through any online, any way we can. So yes, we will still connect and network.
Now, Michael, is that the same kind of plan of attack for the Innovation Center?
I think the key to all of this is communication. We need to communicate with our customers, with our community, and our each small business needs to think about their customers, their employees, their partners, and their creditors, and communicate transparently. Don't be afraid to ask for help, and understand that this is a trying time for everybody. So the more we can communicate where we are, the better off we're all going to be.
Now, a lot of people there's a lot of fear because, you know, when, like you were talking about restaurants, if people aren't going to restaurants, their revenue's not being, you know, happening, and then people are afraid of them getting paid. Any kind of advice regarding paying people?
That's a tough business decision for everybody, and every situation is different. I think all of that this situation has caught all of us by surprise. But we need to recognize Career Builder found that 78% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. So anything that you can do to help will help to build loyalty. And I think we all need to recognize that this will end. We will come out of this, and it's a great opportunity, as you said, Lee, to start to build some loyalty.
We're noticing a lot of our restaurants are reaching out to some of their longtime customers and getting asking them to buy gift cards.
Gift cards, right.
And gift cards to donate to their employees to keep their employees intact. Because obviously the employees are going to have to find other jobs or other means of income. So several of our restaurants have on their websites donate, and all the proceeds will go to a gift card for the employees. So
right, the spending of the money on the gift card goes towards a fund to help the employees get some income coming in via that restaurant or whatever the place of work. Are you seeing companies kind of take this creative approach? Like gift cards are kind of like bonds were back in the day, where you were paying money today for something that you're going to use in the future. Are there other creative ways that you're seeing businesses kind of try to, you know, create as much revenue as possible?
Let me share a quick story that kind of touched me. The other morning, I was going out for breakfast. Well, I couldn't find any place that was open, so I went through a drive-thru. Ordered my breakfast. The young lady gave me my breakfast, and I gave her a $10 bill. My breakfast was like $7. And I said, "Keep the change. Thanks for being here." And you would have thought I had made her Christmas. It was, but recognize that those are the people that are 78% of us that are living paycheck to paycheck. So anything you can do.
Yeah.
I wasn't out anything giving her $10.
Right. Same thing with other service work. I had somebody do some service on one of my houses the other day, and he told me what the tab was, and I had bumped it up by a nice tip. Just
so generosity goes a long way.
Absolutely. I think we can double tip sometimes right now.
Right. That's a good double tip. It's good hashtag, Stone. Double tip.
I
hashtag
like that.
Double tip.
Yeah, we're going to publish for that.
So now, this is trying times. And like we said, that we're all going to get through this. We haven't seen this exactly, but we've seen things that rhyme with this, in our history as a country, so that I'm sure that we're going to get to the other side and there is going to be, better times ahead. Is there anything that you would tell the business owner right now, in terms of just trying to, you want to survive, you have to survive in order to fight another day, but you also have to, create, I don't want to say a brand for yourself, but you want to create a philosophy that is enduring so that you have to treat people in a certain way. Is there any advice you can give business owners out there to kind of help them keep fighting?
I think flexibility is the key. I think if you think about the boss that says, well, I'm going to be in the office. You all stay home if you have to. This is not the time for guilt trips. It is the time to recognize that this is disrupting everybody's life and finding ways that people can work from home, finding the creativity of being able to do work online where maybe you didn't do that before, finding those situations that you can go and take that list of, if I only had time, I would blank, in doing some of those that are focused on what your business is going to look like coming out of this problem. I think anybody that does that will be better off.
And the other thing is a lot of these folks have never worked from home before, so they need to be given guidance. And maybe as a leader, you communicate with them on a daily basis or ask how they're doing. Because a lot of these folks have just never worked from home, and it takes a special gift, if you will,
right. It's not always intuitive how to do this, like with the right equipment and then the right atmosphere in your home.
And then all of a sudden you have free time. You're working and you got some downtime.
Well, because everybody's commute's gone away, so that they don't have any traffic gripes anymore.
Kidding.
But I'll give you an example. My wife is a school teacher. She's doing digital learning now.
Right.
And a lot of the people that she works with are clueless as to how do I do this? How do I set up a Google Hangout? How do I communicate with my students? How do I get the information that they need so that they can do their classwork?
Yeah, it's definitely an adjustment that we're all going through together in this, but I think that we all just have to keep going boldly forward as best we can. So moving forward, Michael, what is kind of the timeline for the Innovation Center? What's your game plan on are you navigating this like in a month at a time, a week at a time, a day at a time?
You want to answer that?
It's basically a week at a time. And we're just looking, you know, how long is this going to last? And we don't know.
Right.
And so we had suspended all of our events until March the 31st. I'm thinking it'll be over by April the 1st. Well, there's some new thoughts in that now. We may go to April the 15th and then April the 30th. So we're just on a 2-week basis at a time. And how long is it going to last? I wish you knew.
Yeah. So everybody's kind of just going an inch at a time here, basically small little increments of time to move forward. Here at Business Radio X, we're going to keep telling the stories. We're going to show up every day, whether it's in the actual studio or remotely. Stone and I invested in equipment so that we can do this remotely if we had to. So we're going to still do our work here and tell these stories.
Yeah, we are. And we're going to continue to try to offer some counsel from people who have creative ideas on how to weather the storm, navigate through this. But we're also just going to have good old strong programming like we always have had before this ever started, where people are profiling their business and we're supporting and celebrating the good work that they're doing. Right.
Right. So we want to keep telling the stories of your members, and your resources that you have, the vendors out there that are still working and still showing up and still want to serve. So, that's our promise to you. And that's a promise to our listener. If people wanted to, learn more about the Sandy Springs Perimeter Chamber, Tom, what is the coordinates? And I guess that's the hub of information would be the website, I would think.
It'd be our website, which is sspchamber.org, or you can email me, tom@sandysprings.org. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any issues, problems, concerns, let us know. We're going to try our best to keep you in tune with what's going on in the community, in the business community here in the area, and any programs that are coming up that may be of interest to you. We are going to try to have some very strong leaders, if you will, on this program coming up in the next days and weeks. And so stay tuned for that. But please contact me, like I said, tom@sandysprings.org or at sspchamber.org.
And Michael?
Well, I think one of the key things when we came up with this idea was getting the experts, if you will, that can share ideas. And just in the few days that we published that we were going to do this, we've had a great response of people that want to reach out to the community and help. Yeah. And so our original plan was, let's try and do this on a weekly basis. We're kind of overwhelmed already with people that want to help. So we'll be working that through that. And Tom's kind of the central point for the recruiting, and I'll do all the scheduling and work with the Business Radio X to get this on. But hopefully we can do it, and the response will be positive, and will help the community. I think the key to all of this is, as with anything, look around, find who's doing something that makes sense for your business, and figure out how to adapt it for your business. If, the more we can share what somebody's doing that's working, maybe it'll help you.
Right. And that's important. Just try to just keep moving forward, even if it's just a little bit during these times. It still matters, and all those little bits add up. So if everybody could do a little bit, I think we would all benefit from that action. Thank you both for being part of the show. And then, Michael, before we wrap, the website for Sandy Springs Innovation Center?
Sure. It's sandyspringsinnovationcenter.com. I am michael@sandyspringsinnovationcenter.com.
Good stuff. Well, thank you both for being part of the show. We look forward to continuing to tell the stories of the businesses here in Sandy Springs and the rest of the country at Business Radio X. Thank you so much. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We'll see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.